This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm also joined in studio with Marie Christine here from our staff. How are you?
I am excited about our first interview.
I am as well. And Marie sent me an email the end of last week, I believe it was, and was telling me about a pretty neat deal. And a lot of times we just talk about businesses and promoting some of our sponsors and all that, but this is something we just felt like we really wanted to help get the word out, and a great, great cause. So Marie, tell us a little bit about this.
Helping Heroes Fly. So the people we're going to talk to, Terry and Pam, have started this nonprofit organization where they actually help get plane tickets for active military members who need to go and, you know, travel to visit families. And hopefully I'm saying that correct. Welcome right. to the show, Terry and Pam.
Thank you.
Well, ladies, thank you so much for joining us. And again, this is something, you know, I think sometimes we just, once something's brought to our mind, we're like, wow, I never thought about that need. And this is something that, yeah, I can really see, you know, the great need for this. So Pam, we'll start with you. And why don't you tell us just a little bit about, you know, yourself, your background a little bit, and then how this got started.
Okay. Thank you for having us.
Sure.
My name is Pam Matt, and I am a stay-at-home wife who was approached by my friend Terry Keeney and asked if I'd be interested in helping start a nonprofit organization, and I'll let her explain how that came about. But I am the mother of a Marine veteran, so when she approached me with this idea of hers, I was profoundly interested in this. I have seen the struggles that some of our troops go through, and it was just really important to me to see if we couldn't get this started. The organization, Helping Heroes Fly, what we do is we raise funds primarily through private donations to be able to buy and purchase at no charge to the troops. Flights for them to be able to come home for such things as funerals, weddings, the birth of a child, etc.
Did you find in your own experience with your veteran child that was a burden sometimes to get those type of plane tickets?
Well, oddly enough, our situation was a little bit unique because at the time he was enlisted and living in San Diego, he, as well as I, both worked for Frontier Airlines in Denver.
So, oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah. And when he enlisted, Frontier allowed him to maintain his flight benefit for those 4 years. So his struggle wasn't nearly what some of the other young men and women go through. And ours wasn't either because, you know, we could fly for free whenever we needed to get out there to see him.
So you were sort of in a privileged situation and thought to yourself, maybe we should extend this to others.
Absolutely.
Wow.
But Pam did see firsthand, and she told me about it, how little our troops make. She, I'll never forget when we first got together, she told me that when she would go visit her son, that in the hotel rooms were applications for WIC and welfare and or food stamps. Yeah, because it's a common struggle. They're
sure.
just not paid enough to raise a family.
Right.
So, Terry, how do people that maybe listen to this saying, wow, this could be something I could use, is it an application process? Is it, how do you go about choosing who you're able to help out?
Right. So there's an application on our website, which is helpingheroesfly.com. And honestly, we don't have any vetting process. If they apply, we just operate on a first-come, first-served basis. We feel like if they serve, they deserve. So we don't vet them, you know, according to occasion or anything like that. If we have the funds and they get us all the paperwork, we provide them a ticket.
Wow. That's wonderful. And I'm going to say that website again for our listeners, helpingheroesfly.com. helpingheroesfly.com. And Terry, I wonder if you could just give us a quick example of somebody that you've helped who really benefited from this service.
We have helped 239 actually since we started.
Oh, wow.
Just a little over 2 years ago, which blows our mind. We cannot believe the support that we've had from our donors. But we've helped with many births. We've helped with many funerals. We've helped actually a couple of Marine units get to funerals of fallen Marine brothers. That's very important to them, and we've been contacted by the base and asked if we could help get entire units. You know, our resources are limited, but we, you know, do what we can to help as many as we can with a situation like that. We've helped people say goodbye to their loved one before they pass away. Just a myriad of situations and occasions and stories.
So, Terry, for somebody listening right now who thinks, you know, I may not be in that situation, but, man, I'd like to help somebody who is, how can someone help financially?
You mean how can people donate?
Right.
Yes, so you can go to our website, and there's a donate button. There's also a donate button on our Facebook page. We have good old snail mail, and a check is just fine. There's all kinds of things like choosing us as the charity of choice on Amazon Smile and eBay. There's things like that. And, of course, attending our fundraising events.
Wow. Wonderful. And that Amazon Smile, that's something that's so easy to do. Everybody shops on Amazon. And so would you just search for Helping Heroes Fly, just that name?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Great.
Wonderful.
Again, Pam Matt is joining us and Terry Kinney, and they're Helping Heroes Fly. That website, as Marie just mentioned, helpingheroesfly.com. And their number, if you've got some questions or would like to find out more about them, maybe how you can help, 970-515-3792. Now, Pam, are there any events coming up in the relatively near future that you'd like to promote?
Sure, thank you. We do have up here in the Northern Colorado area, on Monday the 16th, Mod Pizza here in Greeley is donating a percentage of proceeds from sales Monday the 16th in the evening from 4 to 8:30. A portion of those proceeds will be donated to us. We have our second annual Armed Forces Day color run here in Greeley on May 19th, which is a Saturday. And that will be at the Greeley West Park, and registration is available online on our website. And it's $20 in advance, $25 on the day of the race. And that, along with that, the race, I shouldn't say race, it's probably more of a fun run, but along with that, we will be having a silent auction. We have received some amazing gifts from some local businesses, as well as some veteran-owned businesses across the country that have donated items to us. So we'll be having a silent auction at the same time.
Wow. Is there any event you're going to have that we can drive instead of run?
Scott's not a big
fan. Yeah. Can I drive 20 miles and help you raise money? Yeah.
Maybe if somebody was throwing colorful chalk on you, it'd make it more exciting.
No, but I tell you, this is again, boy, there's so many things out there and so many needs. And, you know, there's a lot of great organizations out there. And, I mean, I'll be honest, sometimes we have to look into these organizations and make sure they're doing what they say they are and who they say they are. And I tell you, we've done, you know, some research here, and we would highly, highly recommend you helping these folks out. And, boy, you talk about something that not only means something to that service member, but all the different family members that getting to see them for whatever that occasion may be, and that can be a happy occasion or a sad occasion while they're there. But, boy, you talk about a reason to be able to help people. I can't imagine how many lives this can change.
Right. And, you know, people like to know where their donor dollars are going. And I just like to point out that Pam and I do donate all of our time, so the maximum amount of each donation buys airfare. And for the last 2 years, we've managed to operate on 3.5%, so the rest can buy airfare. So
wow.
We feel like we're proud of how donor dollars are used.
Congratulations. Sure, sure. That really says a lot about the integrity of your organization. So glad you brought that up.
And I tell you what, I'll get with you guys after and we'll get your logo and we'll put that on our Haystack Help Radio site, as well as we do another show called Sportsman of Colorado here on Saturdays on KLZ. And we'll put that on our supporting company site that we do. And then it'll be a hyperlink back to you guys. So we'll try.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll try to help you out there in any way that we can. Any favorite, we've got a few minutes left here, any just favorite reunion story that comes to mind of getting to see their faces? And do you guys get to experience that sometimes when it's local, where maybe you go and meet the person?
I stand corrected. We've actually had a couple of young men, a Marine and an Airman, who live in Greeley, who we've been honored to help them. We haven't met them. Well, Terry's met one of them. I stand corrected again. But we have met their parents, who are wonderful. So that's exciting to be able to meet them. I think one of our favorite reunion stories probably is our first ever ticket that we purchased. And we were contacted by a mother in North Dakota. Actually, before we were even actually ready to provide airfare, she somehow found us and asked if we could help fly her son home from Texas to North Dakota to meet his brand-new baby, whom he hadn't had the chance to meet, and he was deploying for a year to Afghanistan. So that was our first ticket ever, and that was a surprise. He surprised his wife and got to meet his daughter, and that was pretty special.
Oh, that's wonderful. And, you know, Pam, I actually – something you said at the beginning about Frontier allowing people to continue having free flights. Do any other airlines help out military members in other ways?
No, not really. Allegiant Airlines, as far as I'm concerned, or as far as I'm aware, I should say, is one of the only airlines that publicly talks about giving discounts to military, active duty and veterans. But we have had no luck getting the airlines to help us. I mean, my son was fortunate that because he had been an employee, they allowed him to continue with his flight benefits during his enlistment. But
I see.
You know, we think maybe after our third year that we will be a little more attractive to some of these other airlines and organizations after we have a three-year track record. But at this point, I'm not real familiar with airlines that do assist with military.
Well, you never know. We may have somebody listening right now who's a bigwig in an airline company, and so maybe that will start to change, and we would like it to.
And that would be outstanding. It really would.
No,
they
that would
use
be
all the help they can get.
Absolutely. Again, it's helpingheroesfly.com, and you can give them a call at 970-515-3792. And if you're up north, now that Mod Pizza, is that in Greeley?
It is.
Okay, the
it
Mod is. Pizza in Greeley. That's a really good place to eat, by the way. That's going to be Monday the 16th, and they're going to be donating a portion of the proceeds, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and then May 19th is when you're going to be doing your run there and silent auction.
Right. It's Armed Forces Day, so it's our Armed Forces Day 5K color run.
All right. Well, ladies, we appreciate this, and we will do all that we can to help, and certainly just want to say we certainly appreciate all those and that have served and are now serving and have paid the ultimate sacrifice, because, you know, it's not just the service member. I mean, a lot of families are affected when someone is deployed and all the different things there. So, you know, we're going to sure try to help you guys fly a few more folks in. So stay in touch with Marie and myself, and we'll see what we can do.
Awesome.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, Pam and Terry, thank you very much. Again, that's Pam, Matt, and Terry Kinney, helpingheroesfly.com, 970-515-3792. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Without changing your budget, own your home faster. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have learned to pay less interest to the bank, not change their spending habits, and own their home faster. Affordable Interest Mortgage has a possible solution. 720-895-0500. Does your current loan allow you to access your equity without refinancing for another loan at higher rates? Does your current loan allow your equity to make your mortgage payment without late fees or dinging your credit? At AIM, we have a loan that allows you those freedoms, all for 30 years. This could be the last loan you need. pay off your home faster, pay less interest to the bank, access your equity when you need it, skip payments. Call AIM for details, 720-895-0500. If you're tired of paying all that interest up front on a traditional 30-year fixed, call 720-895-0500 and let us save you thousands. Home of the Asset Manager, locally owned and operated, where it is all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Tired of walking into your local gun store and seeing the same old thing? Hey, let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. You'll find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. Rampart Firearms is also a great stop for all of your hunting and shooting needs. Shotgun, rifle, or pistol, from predator hunting to your next big game trip, Rampart Firearms is located in Douglas County at the foot of the Rockies, just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe in Sedalia. They're open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 7, and hey, you'll only pay 4% tax on your purchase. Rampart Firearms, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050. Or visit them at rampartfirearms.com.
Were you born between 1946 and 1964? If so, you are considered a baby boomer and may need professional guidance on your retirement planning. It's never too late. Dot Mechtenberg has been specializing in wealth management for over 45 years. Call Dot and let her help you achieve your retirement goals. Call Dot Mechtenberg today at 303-940-7807. That's 303-940-7807. Or visit dotmechtenberg.com. Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. I want to welcome back in studio David C. Sean. David is with the Householder Group. You can check out their website at davidcshon.com. That's C-I-C-H-O-N.com. And his number for a free consultation, 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. David, good to see you, sir.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Thanks for being with us again. Let's just talk about maybe what you've seen so far just this first quarter. What's going on in the markets, all the different things. I know you do such a great job with your clients. I'm sure there's a lot of other financial advisors. Phones were ringing off the wall, people freaking out. But when you take care of people like you do, it doesn't happen near like that. But what's kind of been your view of the first quarter?
Well, first quarter in the market has been, as they say, very volatile. You know, we were up 1,000 points, down 1,400. Up and down, and it seems that no matter what the news is of the day, either drives it up or drives it down.
Right.
And the gurus out there have all said that the first part of this year, maybe the first 6 months, will be quite volatile, just because of a whole variety of different reasons. But the reality of it is that nothing stays real stable forever.
Mm-hmm.
The market is up quite a bit since 2008, not without a lot of volatility in between.
Sure.
But it is going in the positive direction. We do have some indicators that this market could continue being positive for another year, a year and a half. it all depends on what is said each and every day out of Washington, D.C. Yeah,
absolutely. That does have a lot to do with it, for sure.
It has a lot to do with it.
Now, you do a lot of classes. You do a lot of educational training, and I think that's one of your big forte, just education to people. And who are you seeing coming to some of these classes, and, you know, what's some of the things they're trying to glean from you?
Well, I think what we see most of the time is people that are pre-retirement or even in beginning into retirement are coming to try to get a current overview of those things and items in their lives that they need to see. Very few people step back and do what I call a high-level overview of the five areas of financial planning.
Mm-hmm.
Most people are concerned, do I have enough money? Well, maybe you do, maybe you don't. I don't know. How do you spend it? What are you looking to do with it? So they're coming to get ideas.
Right.
And it never amazes me, especially when we do our classes where people are there for several days, is they don't hear a lot of the stuff that is there for them to make an intelligent decision or an educated selection over.
Mm-hmm.
They're simply told, this is what you should do with your monies. Let's invest it for you and you'll be okay. Well, it doesn't work that way.
Right. And I think if you ask most people, if you were to stop people on the street, I used to love that one. Jay Leno did that on his show. He'd stop the person on the street, ask them a question. If you ask people, what is financial planning? I guarantee you the biggest answer would just be investments.
That's right.
I mean, that's what everybody thinks of.
And that's what everybody thinks of, and yet it is the last thing that we do. And the reason for that is because, of course, we are fiduciaries by law. We're just not stockbrokers or other financial people. We're fiduciaries. We take it real serious. And therefore, we have to get to know the client really well before we get to that end of his desire to invest. We have to look at their entire situation. What does their estate plan say, for example?
Mm-hmm.
Where are these assets going? Do you know? What's the cost of sending them that way? Or is there a better way of moving those assets along when you're finished with them? How do you protect your assets? All right. It's one thing to protect them from the stock market. We can get into that later. It's not hard to do that. But how do you protect them from someone that wants to sue you because you have a car accident? So we look at that because that's very important. Tax planning. You know, we are in the lowest tax environment we've been in 40 years.
Hmm.
Effectively, as a country, we're broke. They want us to take more out of our IRAs than necessarily that we want to through required minimum distributions because they need the tax monies. So tax planning becomes critical. We have to, I mean, there are tax brackets. There's different types of taxes. How do we get the taxation to as close as zero as possible? Most people in retirement don't think of that. They think that they're told to pay their tax and that's it. Well, that's not true. There are over 90,000 in Internal Revenue Code. Back in 19 and 12 when they started it, I think there was like 10 pages. So there are tools. People just don't know who they are. And then there's income planning. All right. It's one thing to build our assets up over time, and most people know how to do that, building, growing those assets.
Mm-hmm.
But there comes a point in time where growth is still important because we got a long ways to live.
Sure.
But we're going to retire, and we need an income stream. We got to take those assets and turn it into an income stream. There are so many studies that have been done over the last 5 years that one of the biggest problems for most retirees is deciding and determining and understanding how to do that. How do you turn them into income? Because the number one, I guess, pill that a retiree can take in retirement that puts him at ease is having enough guaranteed income so it covers a certain portion of these fixed expenses every month. Now, some people need 100%, very few. Some people need 50% or 75% or 25%, but they need some form of guaranteed income, like a pension,
mm-hmm.
like Social Security that's not going away. All right? Likes some form of income that they're comfortable with, that they know that check on the 15th of the month is right in their mailbox. So we have to look at that income picture and see how we can do it. And then the last phase of this thing is investment planning. You know, in this kind of marketplace, I don't know anybody out there, quite honestly, who can tell you what the ideal investments are.
Sure.
There's no such thing. But what you can do is keep one thing in mind. As I say, ignorance and poverty are free. So keep in mind that there are tools out there that will protect that money from those kinds of things of hurting your monies and putting you in a position that you shouldn't be in. There are different types of management tools that can be used that will take you away from the volatility and protect these dollars if you want that.
Right. Now, as you sit and you go through some of these things when you first do your initial meetings with people, do you hit one of these five and they look at you and say, oh, I never thought about that?
Well, kind of. That happens frequently. I think what it is at the end of the session, when we do our first session, I'll ask them, has anybody ever asked you these questions before? And 99% said no. Mm-hmm. But there are questions just not about money. There are questions about, you know, who do you like the most in your life?
Right.
Nothing to do with money. All right. Those kinds of questions become real important to the person sitting there because they begin to see that there's more to this than just dollars and cents. You know, most advisors that we are told about, I don't see many, but we are told about, have them come in, fill out a piece of paper, and they come back with a pie chart and say, this is how you got to invest your money. Took a half an hour. Is that really correct? You know? And that's the last thing that they should be doing. They haven't looked at the person's income tax returns. They don't know how their money should be flowing. They don't know how it should be placed or structured. They don't know that we've got to use some of that money for protection planning. Maybe they got to have that umbrella policy or a bigger one.
Mm-hmm.
So it's that whole combination that people begin to appreciate and have told us most of the time no one ever asked these questions.
Right. Now, let's take a few minutes here and talk about a second opinion. Most of the time we hear that in the medical world.
Yep.
And everybody usually takes advantage of that. But boy, why not with the biggest thing that we have here is our assets, our money. And that is a service that you offer. And because of that fiduciary responsibility, someone comes in, you take a look. If you feel like they're in good spots, you look at them and tell them that.
Precisely correct. You know, and quite honestly, most people that come in, they're not so off the wall that their investments are terrible.
Right.
You know, but here's what they've been used to seeing. They go somewhere else. They go in. We'll look at it, and inevitably, whoever's there comes back and says, this is what you got to do. Got to get rid of this stuff and buy this stuff that we got.
That's my second opinion, right?
There it is, and that's just absolute. That's such a disservice to the people.
Absolutely. Again, David C. Sean is our guest. His number is 720-482-1917, 720-482-1917. And maybe you're thinking, you know what? A second opinion would not be a bad thing, and I can guarantee you, you got nothing to lose here and everything to gain by giving David a call. You can visit his website at davidcshon.com. That's CICHON.com. And David, sit down with you and kind of go through these things. And I want to mention again, you know, this is a free analysis for people. So this isn't something to try to get you in and sell you something or make you change things. It's just a free look at what you got going on.
Absolutely. Painless, and you know, like I say, every once in a while there's some things that can be discovered, and most people don't need a massive heart replacement.
Sure.
What they need is a tweak here and there.
Right. And you know, they may have four out of these five areas perfect.
Yeah.
But if you're missing one, is it possible to destroy the other four?
Well,
maybe not destroy is a strong word, but it could hurt the other four.
Well, it could, yeah, especially what it is and where it's positioned. And that's why a high-level overview like that, for most people, is the first time anybody has ever done it.
Sure.
And we do everything in writing for them.
Right. You can't beat that. So, David, thank you very much, and we'll look forward to our next visit, sir.
Thank you.
DavidCShon.com. That's CICHON.com. Again, David's with the Householder Group, and his number is 720-482-1917. 720-482-1917. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio.
Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is proud of their 45 years of HVAC service to Littleton, Highlands Ranch, and Denver metro area. Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox and Carrier expert heating and air conditioning contractor. They are proud to offer the finest heating, air conditioning, and indoor air quality products with prompt and professional customer service and satisfaction. Call today and mention Haystack Help Radio and save $25 off any repairs or $100 off your furnace installation. Call 303-798-3880. That's 303-798-3880 for your appointment today. Littleton Heating and Air, A-plus members of the Better Business Bureau and official Haystack Help registered company.
I was hurt in a car accident. The bills were piling up and my insurance company was giving me the runaround. I didn't know what to do, but then I called a lawyer I saw on TV. That lawyer had all the tools and the knowledge to get me $1.2 million.
Whoa. When you're hurt in an accident, you need Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law, a lawyer that's going to take your case seriously and not treat you like some get-rich-quick scheme. Serious car accidents are traumatic and can completely disrupt your life. Kevin Flesh has the integrity to help you get your life back on track. He will fight for you to get what you deserve, but he won't treat you like a lottery ticket. After you've been in an accident, call Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law at 303-806-8886 and make sure you will get someone who will do the right thing and get your life back.
If you're looking for great deals on outdoor equipment and clothing, we've got you covered. Hi, this is Bill Paddock, owner of the Outdoorsman's Attic, your outdoor gear consignment headquarters. You'll save 20, 30, 40, even 50% on previously owned outdoor gear for the fisherman, hunter, and camper. We also sell live bait, firearms, and ammo. If you're doing a little spring cleaning, bring in your gear to the Outdoorsman's Attic. We'll sell it for you and put cash in your pocket. You can also pick up your hunting and fishing licenses right here at the store. Your one-stop shop for all your outdoor gear needs is the Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hampton Avenue in Sheridan, Colorado. 303-781-3626. That's 303-781-3626. Or visit us online at outdoorsmansattic.com. Mention Sportsman's of Colorado and receive 20% off all your outdoor clothing.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to the show. Once again, thank you so much for joining us. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley, and we appreciate you being with us. Well, we're going to talk a little automotive now with our good friends from D&D Tire Service. A few stores here in the metro area, and we'll get you that information here in just a moment. But want to welcome in studio Diane Nottingham and Danielle Stewart. Ladies, welcome.
Thank you.
Hi.
Now, to talk about automobiles and with women. Wow. Okay. So, you probably know way more than I do, as I mentioned before the show. I don't want to know about it. I just want to know your address, and that way I get taken care of. So, we're good. So, let's talk about, Diane, I guess we'll start with you a little bit. Give us a little background of how you guys got into this industry, what made you want to get into this automotive deal. You probably ask yourself that daily. But you guys have been doing this a long time, so how to get started?
We started in 1982. And my husband, Dan, which is the other D, he had been in with Goodyear for several years before that. Okay. So we had a chance to become an independent dealer for Goodyear. We did. And we just started our 36th year in business. Wow. April 1st.
That's amazing.
Yep.
That's
and we've always had more than one store, but we currently have three. And the locations on those, we have two in Aurora and one down in Parker. So we're at 1691 South Buckley Road, 3431 Chambers Road in Aurora, and 10179 Park Glenway in Parker.
Okay. And you guys are open Monday through Friday, and even on Saturdays. And a lot of automotive places aren't open on Saturday for our convenience, but our convenience. So 8 to 5 on Saturday, that's a pretty good deal, too.
Yes, yes. And we're full service. Everybody, even though we're D&D Tire Service, everybody thinks we just do tires. Mm-hmm. But we don't. We do full service.
Sure.
So
And I think that's a great thing because, you know, and I mean, I'll be honest, I've bought tires at a discount tire for, but you know what? If you go there, that's all they're looking at. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Right.
Where, and I don't know this, so I'm going to ask you live on air. So when people bring in their car and they're getting tires, do you guys kind of do some checks at everything and just kind of visual inspection at some other things just to see if there's an issue?
Right. There's always a brake inspection done, you know, first and foremost while they've got the tires off and
right.
can get to that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we always do, once we do the tires, we do an alignment check.
Sure.
And that's all free. But, yeah, we have a list of things that we go through and we'll nail down on, you mm-hmm. know, what looks like this or looks like that. If we see any problems, then we note it. We'll give the customer a written estimate.
Right.
And, you know, because everything's right up front. I think that's why we stayed in business for 36 years.
Well, it is. And, you know, when you look at, you know, our quick lube places, mm-hmm. tire-only places, again, that's all they're going to look at because that's all they do.
Right. Yeah.
And
we've been, you know, we've have a good shop. Like I say, we've been in business for so long, and a lot of the customers have been coming in forever and have followed us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they move, they still come to us.
Right.
And, you know, they've said, well, you know, well, gosh, we're across town right now. But, you know, we know where to come to get the service.
Absolutely.
And they've trusted us. So, and that's the biggest thing that Dan wanted to put his reputation on,
mm-hmm.
was trust and, you know, taking care of the customer.
Sure,
so
sure.
So that's first and foremost.
Absolutely. And Danielle, you're actually at one of the stores. So now which store are you located?
I am at the 1691 South Buckley Road.
Okay. So now the big guy comes in with a big Ford truck and all of a sudden he walks in. Here's a lady behind the counter. Do they ever like, oh, well, this is nice? Or women, I could see really liking that because
yes.
they feel like, you know, you're going to explain things probably different than a guy would to them.
Correct. And it's comforting to know that a woman to a woman, they're not being taken advantage
right.
of. And we always encourage the customer to come out to the vehicle in the shop and look at the problems that we're finding.
Okay.
So we invite them to actually see it
right.
for themselves.
So this is kind of a family deal. I mean, is this something that you kind of knew you would get into, or did it kind
no,
of just
I think
end up that
yeah,
way?
Yeah, it just kind of ended up that way. So
right. Good.
Yeah.
So talk about some of the things, you know, with just service and everything that you guys do quite a bit of.
Oh, I think a lot of with the service, a lot of issues that we run into with the tire pressure monitoring system, mm-hmm. that new system on vehicles, with our cold and hot weather that fluctuates quite
right.
a bit throughout the days, that's enough to trip those sensors. So we see a lot of that and have to educate a lot on there's nothing wrong with your tires. It's just
sure.
the light itself.
Yeah, because, I mean, sensitive. Now they're all built with these sensors and all the different things. And like you say, it can
correct.
Be cold and all of a sudden you're can be several pounds down in pressure.
Correct.
And
yes.
And that's something you don't want to ignore. And in a few minutes, we'll go through some tips on that, too, as well as that. But as far as... you know, the oil changes, all the different things there. How do you guys compete and compare with, like I was talking about, some of the fast lube places? Because I'm sure some people feel like those are better deals.
Right.
But again, I would say, okay, maybe it is a couple of bucks cheaper. I don't know. But I would rather have somebody looking at my entire vehicle
right.
a little bit than just changing the oil in the filter.
And I think it's more of a convenience factor.
Right.
If I'm going to take time off of work or arrange to have somebody follow me to drop my vehicle off in the morning, I would rather know that if they do find something, it can be handled in the same day versus making a different appointment at a different location to take my car because this place only does tires or this one
right.
only does oil changes.
Sure.
We can handle everything at one location.
Great. Once again, this is D&D Tire Service, three locations to serve you, two in Aurora and one in Parker. It's 10179 South Park Glen Way in Parker and 3431 South Chambers Road in Aurora and 1691 South Buckley Road. Again, these are Goodyear stores, but under the brand of D&D Tire Service as well. So as far as, like, different rebates, I was looking at the website today, and, again, these change all the time, but sometimes there's some different deals. Somebody buys four tires. There's some different rebates from manufacturers, too.
Correct. So Goodyear is usually running some sort of promotion where if you buy certain tires, a full set of four of them, they'll run different specials on the rebates that you're eligible for. And we also offer the Goodyear credit card, which offers 6 months zero interest financing on any purchases of 250 or more, not necessarily tires, but all service work as well.
Good. Financing always helps a little
bit
because you never know.
Right.
Absolutely. Daniel Stewart's our guest, also Diane Nottingham, and again from D&D Tire Service. And talk just a little bit about your staff and, you know, the training that they go through to be up to date on the newer vehicles.
Right. So we continue. We always have ongoing trainings at our locations. Some of it's in-house and some of it's outside of that. Through some of our suppliers, our vendors, and we stay up to date on air conditioning training, any of the new TPMS training, any of the new computers, or any new equipment that we get, we always have training on that as well.
Right. And, you know, easiest thing, I think, to ignore in a car is tires.
Yes.
There's four under there. That's all I know, you know. But I think, I mean, none of us probably go out and just kind of do a visual inspection every day to see if our tires are up or whatever, you know.
Right.
And the only time we look at them bad is when we get a flat, you know. And a lot of times without alignments and different things, and I've even told this people, and I actually had a vehicle several years ago do this, brand new vehicle. I didn't think about maybe taking that to get that aligned because a lot of times when they put those on some of the big trucks with the straps and they'll tighten those wheels in to tie them down on that.
Yes.
And I got uneven wear, you know, and about 10,000 miles on some deals. So even if you get a brand new vehicle, I highly recommend just going and checking the alignment on it.
Absolutely. You should do that at least a couple of times a year because with our roads and the potholes and...
Right, yeah, potholes.
Easy to knock it out of alignment,
yes. No kidding. So talk about most of the things you can get done in a day, probably,
yes.
I would assume.
Yes.
Sometimes you may have to order some parts or
sure.
do different things. And you work on all makes and models,
all
pretty much?
All makes and models, yes.
Okay,
yes.
Well, that's cool, too. Once again, there's three stores, two in Aurora, one in Parker. And now you're on Facebook. And is there a website as well?
Right.
D&D? TireService.com?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I think we're close with that. We'll double check that. But you're on Facebook, too.
Correct.
I think.
Yes.
Yeah. So you can follow them on Facebook and everything. And we're going to work out some specials from time to time and put those on our website at sportsmanofcolorado.com as well as Haystack Help Radio on our Facebook page. But again, this is all about really trust and places that you can go to know that you're going to get taken care of. And I tell you, you've been doing it as long as they've been doing it. They're doing it the right way. And that comes from all the things with the staff. And just like you say, Diana, it's kind of the same thing with me. I mean, when you're it and you're the business and you guys are out and about quite a bit, I mean, I see you, you know, quite often at different banquets and different functions. I mean, you don't want, last thing you want, somebody going to go, you know, hey, I had a horrible experience there. But
yeah.
everybody, you know, loves the experiences from people that I've talked to there. Mm-hmm. Because, again, you know, most of us don't know a lot about our vehicles. Mm-hmm. And now, when you talk about inspections and diagnostics and different things like that, tell how that kind of works with your store.
Well, a diagnostic can get fairly complicated. So the handheld scanners that some places offer free code checks for, those are helpful, but they don't necessarily provide a diagnosis on the vehicle. The equipment that we have at our locations, you know, are fairly complicated, and we have to subscribe for software for each vehicle. And then it will go through a process and tell us what the computer is storing, but then the technicians have to trace it down from there and eliminate, and it's almost like a tree branch. It just continues to kind of spread out.
Right. And, so, you know, one thing I think that so many people, and it aggravates me, and I'm sure it does you too, when people don't do regular maintenance.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden they come in and it's an $1,800 bill.
Correct.
Where if they would have done some little things along the way, $800 each time.
Absolutely.
It would have saved them all this money.
Mm-hmm.
And like I say, I think it's good that you put down on, you know, things that you recommend.
Yes. Yes.
For them to let them know, you know. And I guess you probably prioritize that, hey, this is something we need to keep an eye on, but these two things you need to fix right now.
Absolutely.
And they can come back in, you know, if they say, well, you know, I'll be getting my income tax return. I can do this. And so we always keep a copy of the estimate, too. They'll bring it back in and say, I want this done, this done, and this done, but what do you think?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what needs to be corrected first? So we do, you know, we work with the customer a lot on that. Plus, we keep a history. Every time a car comes in, we keep a history on that car as far as what we've done to it. And if we've had a lot of people, well, I'm going to be getting rid of this car, you know,
right.
and you know, so on and so forth. And so they'll want a history printed up to see, you know, give to a potential buyer, say, this is what's been done and this is how the car's been kept.
Wow. And that'd be great to have all the records on it at one place.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We go back quite a ways on some of them.
Wow.
And if I can just add a little bit to that as well. So when a customer comes in for an oil change, we do what's called a fluid analysis, where it's a special paper that the fluid reacts with it. If it's dirty or if it's dark, it will show up on that paper. And that's just another preventative maintenance. You know, you need to flush your power steering or your transmission or your coolant. And we can test the strength of the coolant and let them know from there.
Right, right. Now, before we in this segment, I want to talk a little bit about the tire pressure thing, because I think so many times, you know, we see a light come on. And first of all, you ought to make yourself familiar with what those light signs mean and do.
Correct.
You know,
yes.
With different things. But tire pressure is something that can affect a lot with a vehicle.
Yes.
And you got some tips that you're going to share with us on that.
Yeah. So with low tire pressure, not only does it waste your fuel, so your vehicle is no longer as fuel efficient as it could be, you can also ruin the inside of the tire from having low air pressure. It can start to break down the sidewall of the tire, and then therefore damaging the tire.
Right, right. And, you know, too, just unsafe. I mean,
it
messes with the steering.
Correct, yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
And they've even got some things now going up in the mountains, because a lot of people didn't have the proper tread on tires, and, you know, you can get fines for that as well.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, nothing can ruin a hunting trip, a vacation, more than bad tires.
Absolutely.
Or having automobile trouble.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, boy, we're in the springtime here, but if you're looking for a summer vacation or everything, highly recommend. And maybe we'll get together and come up with some kind of a summer checkout special, you know, where we can come up with something to go through your vehicle before you hit the roads, you know, during the summer here and all that kind of thing as well. Again, there's three stores to serve you, two in Aurora, one in Parker, 10179 South Park Glen Way in Parker, and then 3431 South Chambers Road, and then on Buckley at 1691 South Buckley. And it's D&D Tire Service. Again, these are Goodyear stores, and you mainly carry, real quick, Goodyear,
Dunlop and Kelly
tires.
Correct.
Okay,
yes.
Good deal. And I mean, those names have been around forever and ever.
Yes.
Absolutely. Well, ladies, this has been fun. Well, we'll try to do this another time. But again, thanks for coming in. And you know, this is a great thing too, that I think you guys, Diane, give so much back to the community. And I'll say that for you, because
you
do. I mean, you guys, I see at a lot of our banquets on our Sportsman of Colorado show, and, you know, you guys are always donating things and all that and just really giving back to the community. And I think it's another reason why you're successful, you know, because, I mean, you give back and that comes back to you. But, look, we're all looking for places we can trust in every area that we do business. And if you're looking for a great place that'll take care of your automobiles, I highly recommend D&D Tire Service. So check them out. Let them know you heard about them here, either on Haystack Help Radio or Sportsman of Colorado Radio, and I promise you they'll take good care of you. We got to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
When people see the new, beautiful Cat Lodge at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they're pretty impressed. With its sleek condo spaces, stunning wall murals reflecting Colorado mountainscapes, custom-built cat trees made from real aspen and spruce, and a colorful and entertaining fish tank, we couldn't be happier to show it off. The Cat Lodge is a special place for cats of all ages and sizes to hang out when their families are away, providing much-needed peace and tranquility. Whether your special friend loves to lounge, nest, explore, or be entertained, you can rest assured that your special companion will find something that suits his or her fancy. The atmosphere is relaxing and stress-free and filled with cat-friendly activities and objects of interest. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, we understand how stressful it can be to leave a beloved pet behind when you have to be away. Call Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center with your questions about our new Cat Lodge and our cat boarding services. 303-708-8050 or visit LoneTreeVet.com.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
Don't fall for gimmick ads when choosing your insurance coverage. Group Insurance Analyst has been Colorado's insurance superstore since 1984, where customers can compare and shop for all of their insurance needs. At GIA Insurance, their brokers have no allegiance to any particular health, auto, or home insurance company. Take advantage of their experience, expertise, and exceptional client service. For your free quote, call today at 303-423-0162. That's 303-423-0162. Visit their website, e-gia.com, or stop by their office at 44th and Garrison Street in Wheat Ridge. Group Insurance Analyst is an official Haystack Help registered company.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. We've got a few minutes left here, and we want to get our good friend Dave Prophet on from American Heroes in Action. Also in studio with me is Dave Keita on our staff here at KLZ. So great to have Dave in as well. So, Mr. Prophet, how are you, sir?
Doing very well, Scott. Thank you.
Man, I'm telling you, it's hard to believe we're just a few days away from our second annual banquet here for American Heroes in Action, and a lot of work, isn't it?
It is very much work, but it's very much worth it as well.
Absolutely. Well, again, as I mentioned, Dave started this, you know, what, in 2015, I believe. And,
correct.
And, you know, this is a great group that's out there to help veterans, firefighters, members of law enforcement, and other first responders. And it's American Heroes in Action. It's AmericanHeroesInAction.org. And we're going to have a great event on April the 28th. Unfortunately, I have to be out of town. And Dave Keita, though, like I say, is in the studio with me. And Dave's going to be doing the emceeing for you there. And our good friend Bryce Elamon is going to be doing our auctioneering. And we all had a meeting yesterday talking about this banquet. So tell us a little bit about it. And I know we got to get people on the stick there. If they want a ticket, they better do it here in the next day or two.
Well, this is the deadline to buy tickets because next Monday we need to let the hotel know how many steaks to cook and how many salmon they have to catch.
Okay.
And at 4:30, we're going to open the doors. It's a great chance for people to come in and play the different raffles that we'll have and bid on things in the silent auction. They can get a good look at the things in the live auction. At 6 o'clock, we're serving dinner. Again, our guests will have a choice of steak or salmon. And then at 7 o'clock, Bryce will kick off the live auction. We have several different guns. We have hunting trips. We have fishing trips. We have some other trips. We have a fossil hunting trip up in Wyoming. People can go to a quarry and dig for their own fossils. We have a golf outing down at the sanctuary, and that is a very exclusive course. You can't just go down and say, do you have any tee times open?
Yeah, exactly.
Because they don't.
Exactly.
And we have we're bringing back the ladies purse raffle where we've got the five different purses. One of them comes with a concealed carry Ruger LCP with a Crimson Trace laser sights, so that if the ladies need to pull their handgun out of their purse, they'll be able to see exactly where they're gonna hit the target.
Right. And Dave, I know
lots of other things for the ladies.
Right. And I know Dave Keita here in studio with me. Dave, you're looking forward to doing this. You got to meet these guys yesterday.
I am so excited about this opportunity. I
hope I can live up to the great Scott Watley while I'm doing it.
That will not be hard, sir. That will not be hard.
I just think, you know what really got me yesterday? I was telling my wife after meeting everybody was the Dave's passion. Like, he started talking about just some of the stories and some of the guys and some of the veterans that he knows. And you could see his eyes almost glassed up, like he started getting really emotional. I thought that really touched me how much this really matters to him. And I think that's really important.
Sure. And, you know, Dave, I hope we got time for this story real quick, but we got about a minute and a half. But take just a minute and tell us about the one gentleman you were talking about yesterday. I mean, I think we all look forward to different things we're going to be doing 6 months from now, 30 days from now, and a year from now. But unfortunately, one of our good friends passed away before we could get together with a hunt for with him and his 13-year-old.
Yeah, that was a sad story. A Navy SEAL who lives in Colorado Springs had made it through several tours in Iraq and Afghanistan and, of course, other dangerous places that Navy SEALs go that we never hear about. And he found out that he had stomach cancer and was afraid he wasn't going to make it to next fall's hunting season and wanted to have a hunt, one last hunt with his son. And we had put together a spring turkey hunt for our Navy SEAL friend. And unfortunately, he passed away before turkey season opened. But we told the family that we want to show the son that his father was honored and respected by people who never even knew him.
Right.
And we're gonna try to get a trip together for the son with a bunch of other veterans who will all tell the story that we're sorry that we lost your dad, our brother.
Sure. Well, I tell you what, if that all works out, man, I would love to do a show on our Sportsman of Colorado with that young man and others that participate in that adventure. That would be awesome. So keep me in mind for that as well.
Of course.
Again, go to AmericanHeroesInAction.org. Get your tickets now. This is going to be at the Doubletree by Hilton Hotel Denver at 4040 Quebec Street. A great evening, and I'm telling you, I promise you, you won't be sorry that you took the time to come to something like this. Again, it's a great mission. All the proceeds go to help these people get back out in the outdoors, get their life back a little bit, and get and enjoy the outdoors. Well, Dave, hey, man, I know you're busy, so thank you for taking a few minutes. Thank you for letting us be a part of it, and we look forward to doing this together here for many years with you, sir.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you very much.
All right. That's Dave Prophet. And Dave, 30 seconds, man.
Just so excited about this. It's going to be, you know, I'm hoping it could be a really cool thing that I get to do over and over and over. And maybe not necessarily for American Heroes in Action, but maybe some more stuff like you, you know, kind of following in your footsteps a little bit.
Well, absolutely. And we can do some things together, but it's going to be a great, great evening. And I tell you, if you're looking for some things out there, maybe you're a business and you've got some banquets going on, different things like that. And if there's any way we can be of help, we would like to do that as well. We want to thank all of our guests today. Thank you most of all for being with us all week here on KLZ 560 and Haystack Help Radio. Hope you have a great, great weekend, and we'll talk to you tomorrow on Sportsman of Colorado at 1 o'clock. Have a great weekend.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.